Hey guys, welcome to today's advanced Kyusho lesson. Today we're going to go off topic again because I know you guys are working hard on your stuff. We just covered the diurnal cycle some more, and we will go into stances next time as well. But what I want to talk about today is with regards to becoming very effective in self-defense. We live in a world of zero privacy. Now, I'm not in this particular case referring to the idea of internet privacy and things like that. I'm referring to the fact that everybody's got a cell phone and are taking video and shooting pictures all the time. And the governments have cameras pointed everywhere, with their bogus pile of crap about it being for traffic and security and other things. But no matter what you do or where you go, it is pretty hard not to be seen. Even when I walk up in the mountains here, there are cameras up there. Now, they say that it's in case there's problems, that they need them. Well, that is true to an extent, but not completely true. So your effectiveness in self-defense becomes really, really critical. So, with this idea that you're being seen everywhere you go, the importance of humane Kyusho cannot be overstated. Now, the reason that I say that isn't because I give two shits about the attacker, but the defender I do. And humane Kyusho gives you the opportunity to learn how to hide what you're doing, to inflict pain that for some would be beyond childbirth. And yet everybody else thinks that perhaps you're helping this person, right? And that is so important. You look in the United States, the cesspool has become the United States. And I mean, for my students and friends who are American, I'm not knocking the people, I'm knocking the conditions by which you exist in this day and age. Because you exist, with a big problem. Now, depending on where you live, of course, you may not see it. But I have many relatives who live in the United States. You got this tool with a video camera, and then, when this video evidence comes out, it's been altered as to make you look guilty. Now, we see that all the time with the police, because if you see all of the evidence, then majority of the cases the police are justified in what they did. But in quite a few other cases, they end up having all sorts of problems, and like in St. Louis with the riots and all of that stuff. I can't even remember the name of the guy who I'm referring to in this particular case, because he's a scumbag and he's gone. He's not worth remembering anyway. Right? I'm very hard on violent criminals. I do not believe violent criminals should be given any kind of a break whatsoever. But the ability to hide what you're doing at this point becomes very, very critical. So during this this segment of the course, as we are going through towards your next level of certification, if you've done the first level of certification, which if you're hearing this by now, you are definitely eligible to do the first level of certification. We're going to get more and more into the humane stuff as a sideline of the main course stuff, because your ability to conceal what you are doing from eyes that are watching becomes really, really important. I mastered that a long time ago. That was how I kept assholes out of my class, is because they would experience a tremendous amount of pain on their first night there, and their arrogance would go away, and they become great students, or they would go away. Right? And nobody on the floor had a clue what was going on, except for the high-level guys who were all smirking in the corner because they knew what I was doing, because I taught it to them. Right? So that's part of the direction by which we are going to go into this. And now, when I say humane, I mean humane as in that, the guy will go home after the altercation and won't require an ambulance to do so. And even if it does require an ambulance for him afterwards, it will make it look better on your side, for what you did, because it's not just a case anymore of protecting yourself physically. You've got to protect yourself legally, and make sure you know your laws in your state, country, or wherever it is that you are. Anyways, that's it for today's Q Show lesson. We'll see you guys next time with some more. We got some more video coming out for you, and lots more of everything. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.